Time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM Port Huron.
Thank you, Jeremy, for our prelude this day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Lord's house this day. We have crossed over from Christmas season, but we're still white. Okay? It's because of the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we just had him as a baby. Now we get him at age probably 30 years old. Jumping fast forward. Sometimes you figure, like, time sure does move fast for our kids in Atwas. They grow up. So it did. In the church's calendar for the Lord Jesus, baptism of the Lord is the theme for this day, and you'll hear it in the scriptures and the whole theme of the day. And we welcome you to the Lord's house. For those on radio, we greet you from Port Huron, Michigan. If you're hearing us either on simulcast radio or later on the podcast, we greet you from this downtown church in Port Huron, ELCA. We are Evangelical Lutheran. In the context of things, 10 years, a young man who's sitting at the bench of our organ joined us for playing for a Christmas program, and that changed his life. We needed him, and then he stepped up. He was playing previously at two other churches occasionally. He cleared his docket to be available to us exclusively for these years, and we greatly appreciate it. Some of you remember when Iris was alive, passed away a year ago, that Jeremy and Iris used to sit and play together duets. And with her loss, this last year has been kind of saddened because their two gifts were just incredible playing together. So. Now we lose the other half of the team, but fortunately not the same way. He's moving on to just have more time with his wife at worship in the house of the Lord. So we greatly appreciate his service with us at Our Savior. There is a special luncheon following the worship this day downstairs. Hope you will come. If you responded with a card or some way, talk to Jane. She's the one receiving it collectively for our congregation, as we've said over the last 3-4 weeks, okay? And to the course of things for this day, I typed up a list of things for announcements. I'm gonna distribute these halfway now and then in between the service and the offering. One of the things, Sandy is not on microphone for those on the radio. Sandy Smith is the one who had the fire last week. She is in the parlor. She will be at the second service sitting there. And she has received much help from Bill and Kay Price. Innumerous number of us in the congregation have stepped up to assist her. She is still homeless, except she's boarding with Tony Gaines from our congregation. And they're knocking on a lot of doors, as both Sandy said to me and Bill confirmed today. Most of the places that are public housing, if you just know this, how difficult this is, there's a 3, 6, 12, 2-year wait. So it's incredibly trying to find a place in an emergency situation, okay? Consequently, she is checking out, putting the leads out as quick as she can, and greatly appreciate getting around to those places. Also checking public assistance, what there is and what there isn't available in this county. And I think when we have to look at it, when we get all that information for people, when there's a major trauma like this. Talked with one of the people from Senior Citizens yesterday. I will be in touch with her tomorrow. She is also deacon for the Episcopal family of Detroit, and she may have some leads for us to assist you. There is a meeting after this service, Altar Guild Parlor, okay? Tuesday night, 6:15, is the 100th anniversary of Our Savior meeting. This is not an elected meeting. This is not an appointed meeting. This is come as you are meeting. Always has been for a year. So please come if you have 2 cents you want to put into the kitty about the 100th anniversary. And don't say, well, you know, they should have. Should have, don't count here. We got a plan, and this takes months, not spur of the moment, okay? So Tuesday night that meets, church council meets again, 7 o'clock Tuesday. So following the anniversary meeting, church council meets. Scott Pike was going to be here to do a temple talk, both services. 4 o'clock this morning, he texted me and says, I am sick as a dog. All night he's been up getting sick. And so he's not going to be here. He was going to share with us his journey and an idea and hopefully an invitation for people of the congregation, people of faith, to consider becoming a lay minister to serve within this synod in preaching and other duties assigned by the synod to congregations without a pastor. So, Scott, when you listen to this, which I assume is simultaneously, you'll give me your comment about how well did I do. He will be going to Imlay City, as he indicated when he preached, for approximately 4 months. He'll be serving as intern with the pastor out there at ELCA congregation, and then he'll come back to us for this remaining time before his licensing as a lay minister. So that will take place this spring. See what else I'll share with you.
Well, rest of it, that was the other thing that was fleeting on me.
Oh, I want to say thank you, because when you came in, as I did, just at 6 o'clock, we already had 2 people shoveling for us outside, and salting. Everything, driveway, sidewalks, for 7:30. They're out there in the cold, taking care of our needs. And then the second wing came in as you came for service to take care of resalting. And then Ken Perry said he'd probably be in after this service to do it again. It's a constant job, but we thank our volunteers on days like this when we don't have enough to call in the big guns of plowing and all that stuff that we depended on ourselves. So we begin our worship this day, service of the word for the baptism of our Lord. If you'll please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the eternal voice from heaven, the anointed and the beloved one, the Spirit moving over the waters. Amen. We approach the mystery of God, so let us come in confession, trusting the love of Christ crucified and risen. God, who searches us and knows us, we have shown us what is good, but we have looked to other lights to find our way. We have not judged us our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you. With what shall we come before you? Forgive us our sin. Show us your salvation in the face of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Beloved of God, you have not received the spirit of this world, but rather the spirit that comes from God, poured out for you in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Receive the promise of baptism. You are God's child. Your sins are forgiven. Rejoice and be glad, for yours is the reign in heaven. Amen. Our gathering song is, O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. We sing.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Our hymn of praise, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'll join me in a prayer for this day, we'll pray together. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful to their calling to be your daughters and sons, and empower us all with your Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. If you'll please be seated, we have a reading of God's Word for this day. And Tony is our first lector.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God's servant is endowed with God's Spirit in order to bring justice to the nations. The servant will not exercise authority boisterously or with violence, nor will weariness ever prevent the fulfilling of the servant's task. God's old promises have been fulfilled. The servant's new assignment is to bring light to the nations. The first reading today comes from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. And so begins the reading. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice, and he will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth, and what comes from it. Who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord, and I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I've given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon and from prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, and that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare before you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So for the day, we responsively read for Psalm 29 today. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory that's due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord makes Lebanon skip like a calf, Mount Hermon like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forest bare. And then the glory and the glory. All are crying, glory! The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forevermore. O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Let me say a word, too, as Judy comes forward for the reading. Come on forward, Judy. You notice how in the first verse of the psalm it says, ascribe to the Lord, you gods. You're going to see Israel in the Old Testament. So let me explain this to you. They recognized that all the peoples they encountered in their being conquered and dealing with commerce had their religion and gods, and it wasn't Yahweh. So how did they deal with that concept? They said, well, if there are other gods, if that's conditional, then they're obviously subservient to Yahweh. He sits on the throne high. They're not even at the table. He alone is supreme. So that's their understanding. The second reading by Judy.
Good morning, everyone. Good. Second reading comes from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and his household. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witness to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Judy. If you're able to stand, please stand for the Gospel's reading. The acclamation verse there. Alleluia. A voice from heaven said, this is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Alleluia. The gospel this day is from Matthew, third chapter, beginning with verse 13. Glory to you, O Lord. So Jesus came from Galilee to John in the river where he was baptized, and now Jesus wants to be baptized by him. John would have prevented Jesus from requesting that, saying,
I need to be baptized by you, so why are you coming to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for it is just for this reason to fulfill all righteousness. And when he consented, when Jesus had been baptized, and just then came from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, alighting upon him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Dear friends, in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, and God's peace, and God's Spirit be with us. Remain with us always. Amen. Here we are, shy of 2 weeks into a new year, right? The 12th to the 14th would be 2 weeks. And already the media has just saturated us about new starts, right? Oh, we got a program for you. Exercise, bicycles, all kinds of wonderful things you can buy online or wherever you are. Touring the cities. You have people going around to 9 particular cities, they're plugging her. Oprah's going to be going around to 9 cities. She started on NBC a week ago. She's going to teach us how to get well and get control of our life. She's going to give us the answer to the mystery that we have all screwed up. Mm-hmm. The last one, of course, there's others who have been throwing their hat in the ring different ways. The last one I just heard, I think it was Friday, Dr. Oz. If any of you are favorites of Dr. Oz, he's got a new campaign too. And he'll get us all started right for a new year. How many starts does it take to get it right? How many times we have to hear what we should have been doing anyways, for good sense, good health. But, you know, we give ourselves corners, we cut, and we give ourselves plenty of excuses. Let's talk about one who had a good start. Had nothing to do with weight. In fact, if you were to consider what first century people, men, look like, if the Shroud of Turin is truly the burial garment of the Lord Jesus, as it's postulated, but not provable, if indeed you will see that men of that first century were tall and skinny. After all, they didn't eat what we do. They didn't have beef. They didn't have, right, cheeseburgers. They didn't have all that gluten. They had grains, berries, lamb chops, those kind of foods. And I don't think any of us really want to do it. If you want to get a book out, it's called the Bible Diary Book. And getting and eating the foods of the scripture to get your life under control. Another marketed technique. Bottom line is, Jesus came to show a new start. The prophet Isaiah spoke like he has throughout the Advent Christmas season. He spoke in terms of the Spirit of the Lord being anointed on one. This is one of what we call, when you study the book of Isaiah, all the chapters, this is the servant of the Lord, Eved Yahweh in Hebrew. Servant of the Lord is characterized in 5 major portions of the book of Isaiah. This is one. I think probably the one most people remember is on Good Friday. And that is, he was beaten for our transgressions. By his wounds, you and I are healed. Does that ring a bell for you? This is the servant of the Lord in the book of Isaiah. This particular passage, Isaiah 42, as he is speaking to Israel, and particularly to an identifiable one who's not yet standing there. You gotta understand, he's talking 600 years in the future. So the man Jesus of Nazareth is not present, but the Spirit of Christ will be present And it's this servant that was chosen. Not elected, not appointed, not feeling, you know, hey, I'd like to be in charge. No, not ego-driven, humble. As he would enter the city of Jerusalem, riding a donkey instead of a mighty steed to claim Jerusalem as his capital. This is our King. God has put his spirit upon him. His mission in life is to bring justice to the nations. And we sometimes in the Western world, and certainly in the United States, we kind of romanticize that and say, yes, look at all the violence. Look at all these things going wrong. Look at it's not safe in the streets. Look, it's not. Yes, you're right. But step back. If you ultimately want God's justice, your life and my life are going to radically change. How so, Pastor? Oh, because there won't be a gap between rich and poor. There will be an equalization and an acknowledgement that all people are worth and value, created in the image of God the Father. There'll be understanding that nobody lords it over anybody. Oh, that sounds like communism. No, it isn't. This is not a philosophy. This is the way the Creator wanted it. And we screwed it up. If we really want justice, it means we cannot play favorites, nor, you know, kind of loosen up the grease in the machinery of justice by oiling the things and knowing people and taking special shortcuts. I know so-and-so to fix my ticket. I know all these things. No. Justice is absolute consequential of reach of law, consequences, judgment. That's what justice means. But don't worry, you don't have to vote on it, because when Christ comes, you don't get a say. It's going to be right. Justice will come when the servant of the Lord has established his reign, not this incomplete stuff that you and I live with. And we play with it to our advantage, if we can. He stretched out the heavens. He spread it before them. He gives breath to all his people. And he has called his child, his anointed one, in righteousness. I have even taken you by my hand, and I have kept you. I have made you as a covenant to all people. You will be a light to the nations. The old has passed away. Now the new is beginning. A new start. Isaiah, servant of the Lord. Second reading, Acts. The Apostle Paul. The book of Acts is a book of starts. It is the work of the apostles, the work of the church. It's called the Acts of the Apostle in our English Bibles, but that's not in Scripture. It's an editorial title to that book. It really should be called the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because it was the Holy Spirit's Acts, not the apostles, guided by God's Spirit. Anyways, Peter, for having been with Christ, having heard Jesus welcoming, seen him welcome the woman at the well, who is also a Gentile prostitute, not obeying the customs or the traditions of the law. Peter should have known that Christ welcomed them. But Peter was as prejudiced as you and I, and maybe more so. Didn't he have a change of heart when he surrendered to Jesus? Yeah, but it was an incomplete work, like for you and me. You and I may confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but that doesn't make you perfect. It just launches you on the journey. You're not the finished product, nor am I. Next week, we're going to honor Martin Luther King Jr.'s service. There's a special service in town, as there is every year. Hope you might attend it. It's going to be at Port Huron High School. You've seen it in the e-letters advertised. When we're dealing with prejudice, you're always dealing with a lot of baggage, ways we were raised, experiences in our lifetime with different groups other than ourselves. I'm sure Peter had every reason to feel like the Jews were better than those ignorant people out there who don't know what God wants. A lot of times we say that. Maybe not out loud, because of lawsuits and embarrassment, social pressure. So Peter has a vision. God grants him. He understands that God really, really does not show partiality. Not between being a Jew or being a Gentile. Being a pagan whose life was absolutely 100% wrong, and now is at that critical moment of leaping and tilting over to being a new reborn Christian in the name of the presence of Jesus Christ's Spirit. Peter says, I have seen this, Cornelius. I have seen that God is in that process and acceptance, forgiveness, grace, unconditional love. If it's something we earned it, then it's not unconditional. Your relationship to God, my relationship to God, is not based upon family, position, economics, education, stature in life, and all that other stuff that humans use to discriminate against each other. Our relationship to God, one way only, is how we respond to Jesus Christ. Is it with silence, indifference, shrugging of our shoulders, I could care less? Or is it with a surrender and saying, God, you have chosen me. I surrender. I am yours. Here I am, Lord, kind of like the hymn. Here I am. And so it is. Chosen to be what? Peter speaks to Cornelius. He says, you and I are called to be witnesses. We ate with Christ. We saw him risen from the dead. He commanded us to preach, to testify. He was the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify that everybody who believes in him receives the forgiveness of sins through Jesus' name. Okay? And the context of that is the church is discovering their beginning. What on earth are we here for? To build magnificent edifices, big buildings, wonderful architecture, beautiful interiors, exteriors, make people impressed. That doesn't bring anybody closer to Jesus Christ. We're here to be witnesses to the life and death and resurrection of Christ. Your deeds every day. Every day I'm somewhere and I'm being Don Naturel. And I'm just raw flesh. And if I'm irritated by somebody, I just kind of pause and say, okay, don't do this, Don. You are a representative of Jesus Christ. Pause. Think. Treat everybody with dignity and respect. You may have a bad day. That doesn't give you right to make it somebody else's bad day. You ever feel that way? You and I are ambassadors. You and I represent it. We're not here to find fault with humanity. God alone is the judge, so quit judging people. Give it up. You cannot possibly do it as effectively as God will do it on you. So do not judge, but rather try to outgive one another. So many times Paul, right in the New Testament, outdo one another in showing love. Not in showing judgmentalism, but love for each other. Then you get to the gospel beginnings. Well, we had the beginning of the Nativity, right? You think, well, that was the beginning, his life. But that wasn't the beginning of his ministry. You'll find the gospels are consistent, God bless you, in that it identifies the baptism of Jesus as the launch. I was thinking in preparation for today how in some social elite groups that I'll never understand, I could never join them because I'm not the same person. I don't bleed blue blood. I do not afford the assets that they have. But in some corners of the wealthy, they have like a social coming out party for their daughter, debutante. Pause about that. If you've seen that on TV or videos, you see them making this big to-do, getting huge caterers, this big, massive house. And they bring all their wealthy friends in to make the presentation. Here comes God. Sends the son to John. Not even the city of Jerusalem where they'd see him. No, backwoods. Where? Not even benches, pews, or anybody to see this wonderful event of his baptism, right? No, he's in water. Good Lord. Yeah, he is a good Lord. This is the way God constantly confounds us. He doesn't do it the human way. He doesn't send out invitations. Come see my son's baptism. He just does it undercover, so to speak, but some can see it because they were fortunate to be present, chosen to be present. And so as he's being baptized, ready to come out, party, so to speak, the Lord Jesus quietly receives what John says, no, don't do it. I don't qualify. Jesus says, you got to do it because I got to do it. It'll fulfill everything that's understood for the servant of the Lord to be. Consequently, he proceeds to baptize Jesus. When he does, there's some events taking place. There's sounds, there's visuals, but not everybody understands that. If you compare the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, the Synoptic Gospels, what happens is not consistently reported by the three. So if you put three parallel texts of this event down, Matthew, Mark, Luke, it will not look like this one of Matthew. One of them even goes so far to say, which makes you wonder the whole text if it's right, and it is right, believe me. They'll say, well, some of us said it was just thunder. Do you know any media commentators? We always look on the sour thing of everything. No matter what happens, even if God himself showed up, oh, they'd find some reason to criticize. God didn't do it right. As they will humans, if they don't do it their way. Understand, God's way is perfect. Jesus coming out is not socially, it is spiritually. It is for your sake, my sake, for our salvation, for the world's salvation, for the redemption before this world goes to hell. Christ came to die for sinners. How dare we ever say, I'm too busy to answer the call? We should be able to staff an evangelism committee that is driven by lay leaders, not always the pastor. We should be able to have a mission group that goes and calls on a homebound and not just as a few members want to do it. It should be owned by the congregation. There should be people standing at the door to find and lend their support to whatever we do. It should be a group of dreamers that come up with ideas of how we can be different in serving our God to this world, to this community. Instead, we print our bulletin announcements. We make our oral statements. And some of us sit around saying, well, we'll see if anybody shows. Are they knocking down the doors yet? The answer is no. Where are the people of God? What is the priority of God's church? And let us begin, right? New year, begin to act like God's people. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us, remain with us always. Amen. We continue with singing our hymn of the day, Spirit of Gentleness.
It's a water song, not a kosong. We're saying, stir me from my blessings, my grudges. So maybe we could rename it. Come shake my boat, God. Rock my boat. We affirm our faith in the living God who wants action. The Apostles' Creed is right. I believe
that God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified,
died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven.
He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting.
Call together through water and the word, we boldly pray for the church, the world, and all who long to hear God's voice. Renewing God, thank you for the gift of baptism. Give your church boldness to proclaim your promises. Tear down obstacles of injustice so that your word of hope reaches the ends of the earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, we rejoice in the glory of your creation. The beauty of rivers and streams, glaciers and oceans, lakes and ponds. Bring restoration to your earth and free us from overuse and abuse of water, air, and land. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of peace, we give thanks for order in the midst of chaos, though we long for greater justice in our world. Raise up wise and compassionate servant leaders so that all experience your reign of peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, thank you for the powerful healing we witness through doctors and nurses, medication, therapy, and holistic means. Break through clouds of pain and anguish with your voice of comfort. Proclaim hope to all who grieve and send healing to all who are sick. Especially today we remember Jared Lucas, Bev Chittister, Patricia May, Donna Taylor, Annie Gardner, Sharon Ruff, Scott Pike, and Sandy Smith with the unfortunate fire that destroyed her home. And we also remember and lift up those serving our nation here and abroad, Corey Middleton, Tristan Morrison, Jamie Soulier, and Faye Wright, and all those that have returned safely from their service into our communities. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of courage, we rejoice in this community of hope. Strengthen all who are preparing for baptism and renew the faith of sponsors, mentors, parents, grandparents, friends, and all who guide the newly baptized in this life of joy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of hope, unleash your spirit to increase our trust in you. We give thanks for the lives of the saints who inspire us with lives of baptismal witness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. We place our prayers before you, God, united in your spirit through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you always. If you'll please be seated, we receive our gifts for the work of the Lord's Church. I may move the farewell Goodspeed So We're On radio to after the offering has been collected, so the offering will not be brought forward right away. Okay, for the deacons' shop talk. I told you that we would do a Farewell Godspeed, both services for Jeremy, our organist for this decade. So we will be doing that after the offering is taken. Many announcements I've already shared, so I hope those who are on radio have heard them at the beginning of the service. I'm going to go on to say there is the luncheon, in case you tune in to us later. It takes place after the 11 o'clock service. All the members of Our Savior and friends are welcome to come back for that potluck and delivery of KFC chicken for that luncheon, so please come. I know the weather can be a barrier for some of you for mobility issues, but give it a good chance, but always for your safety, okay? Church Council is Tuesday night. Anniversary Committee precedes it. Altar Guild is right after this service, so those are out there in the front. Also kind of keep in mind that there's something new has come to me. Some of us have been working on it for 2 years to try to get the Old Town churches to move forward to do something collectively in a ministry for the youth of this church and the community. Had to get all the alignment of the stars and planning committees and education committees for at least 5 to 8 churches. We are in sync to meet on a Monday night. It is on January 27th. We're going to be at Trinity Lutheran, 10th and Griswold, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Any of our members, and obviously those of sister churches who are listening to this broadcast, nudge your congregation to participate so that we, together with one voice, can have a strong vacation Bible school. Trinity has offered their facilities since they have a school setting. So we already have a location. We're not going to have to scratch our head. We do need, though, parents. We do need youth. We need people to reach out to the unchurched, to wake up the sleeping giant called the Church of Jesus Christ. So that is to take place after 2 years of steady conversation and, I won't say haranguing, but trying to get people to say, come on, work harder. Let's try to work together. So we hope that will take place after that meeting. Okay, let's go straight for time-wise. I jokingly say, but I mean it. Lutherans have something for everything when it comes to liturgy. This is a service for occasional, but it's in the Lutheran hymnal. And Jeremy, if you come over, it's called Farewell and Godspeed. It's the recognition that there are certain people in this congregation who have unselfishly and blended and embedded themselves to the people of our Savior. So Jeremy Jones, as you leave our congregation, we wish to bid you farewell. Reading out of the book of Exodus, the Lord God said, I am going to send an angel in front of you to guard you on your way, to bring you to the place that I have prepared for you. When you came to our congregation, we rejoiced. You were a godsend to welcome you into the mission as we shared as God's people. In this community, he came to know you, you came to know us, the sharing God's loving purpose for you and for all creation. God has blessed you in this community, and God has blessed us through you. I think in terms of he's participated not just in the Sunday morning worship. You got to understand, we gather in God's name to worship other times. There's the Lenten services, and there are people from other churches that come here for those. He's been here for funerals over the decade. He's been here for weddings over the decades. He has been embedded into the life and mission of this church. We encourage you, Jeremy, to continue to receive and share God's gifts, united with us in the body of Christ and the mission we share as you go forward. Let us pray. Eternal God, we do thank you for Jeremy, for the time we have shared with him. He has been a blessing to us. So now, send forth with a blessing to others. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
My brother.
Absolutely.
At least I could do it while he was alive. Couldn't do that for Sharon. So we continue as our guests are presented. We sing our offertory, please. We know that Christ is raised.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church. It begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.